Kem Sokha proclaimed his innocence today as his trial got underway in Phnom Penh. He's charged with treason. Kem was president of the now-dissolved Cambodia National Rescue Party. He faces up to 30 years in prison. He was arrested in September 2017 and accused of conspiring to overthrow the government of Hun Sen. Observers say a Kem conviction is all but certain, as courts in Cambodia are seen as heavily politicized and under the ruling party's influence. For only the third time in American history, a U.S. president is about to go on trial in the Senate. The Democratic House of Representatives will vote today to send its two articles of impeachment against Donald Trump to the Republican-led Senate. We get a report from AP correspondent Sagar Meghani.
GOP Chief Mitch McConnell says he's aiming for Tuesday after running into Republican opposition for a plan to simply dismiss the charges.
Our members feel that we have an obligation to listen to the arguments.
He's also under growing pressure to call fresh witnesses.
If you want the truth, you have to have witnesses. You have to have documents.
Democratic leader Chuck Schumer says more Republicans are coming around to that idea, though McConnell says it's too early to decide on allowing new testimony. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Hours from now, here in Washington, the United States and China are set to sign the so-called Phase One trade agreement, aimed at helping resolve issues at the heart of a year-and-a-half-long standoff between the world's largest economic powers. President Trump and Beijing's chief negotiator, Liu He, will sign the accord at the White House. Mr. Trump calls the agreement a major victory, under which China promises to increase its purchases of American agricultural products. But the toughest issues, including structural reforms to China's economic system, have been put off for later discussions. To stay up to date on all the day's news, we invite you online to voanews.com. There is also a mobile app. From Washington, this is VOA News. Iran says the future of the 2015 nuclear agreement depends on Europe. This after Britain, France, and Germany accused Tehran of breaking key restrictions under the accord and triggered a dispute resolution mechanism. Speaking in India, Iran's Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif restated long-standing complaints about Europe not living up to its economic promises under the nuclear deal, especially its refusal to buy Iranian oil. The treaty suffered a severe blow when President Trump took the United States out of the accord in 2018. Zarif also talked about last week's accidental shootdown of a Ukrainian passenger jet with a loss of 176 lives in Tehran.
There are incidents where 2 years, 10 years has gone by and nobody has claimed responsibility. So our military forces were brave enough to claim responsibility early on. But people are angry even with those 2 days. That is the expectation that people have with the government.
Back in the U.S., the leading contenders for the Democratic Party's presidential nomination debated last night for the final time before voters in Iowa make their choices in statewide caucuses in less than 3 weeks. VOA's Jim Malone reports that foreign policy played a key role in the debate.
There was quite an effort by several of the Democratic contenders to criticize President Trump's actions on Iran. Joe Biden, for example, saying we've lost our standing in the region, that many of the allies now see the U.S. and Iran on the same level, sort of an equivalence that he said is a problem for the United States. And of course, it opened up, though, Biden's judgment on the Iraq war, Bernie Sanders reminding everyone he voted against it, Sanders, while Biden voted for it. And then Sanders expressing concern, as did Pete Buttigieg, that perhaps what's going on now with Iran could lead to a wider conflict.
President Trump chose the Democrats' debate night to hold a campaign rally in the politically vital Midwest. AP correspondent Tim McGuire has a report.
In a political rally in Milwaukee, President Trump defends his okaying of an airstrike that killed an Iranian general, slammed his Democratic challengers as weak on national defense, and called impeachment a desperate attempt by the Democrats.
Our opponents say, we're not going to win. Let's impeach President Trump. Let's impeach him.
He also brought out an issue from 2016.
Mexico's paying for the wall. You know that. You'll see that.
During the speech, protesters tried to be heard.
And it was a beautiful sight. And these guys were better than Tom Cruise at his best.
Democrats are determined to win back Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, and Michigan, three key states Trump took in his 2016 upset victory. I'm Tim McGuire.
Gene Randall, VOA News.
VOA1, the voice of America.